With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Wisconsin's tourism industry had its third record-breaking year in a row with $25.8 billion in total economic impact in 2024. Many Northwoods counties also had record-breaking years, but as WXPR's Katie Thorson reports, there are signs our recent low snow winters are taking their toll.
As the Coontail assistant manager and a buyer, Jason Schultz has seen a lot of changes to who is coming to recreate in the Northwoods and what activities are drawing them in. Schultz says 8 years ago, when he first started with Coontail, it was primarily people stopping in for water-based activities. And while there's still a lot of that, biking has increasingly been driving visitors to the area from places as far away as Texas and Arizona.
Started carrying bikes years ago, and we've always rented bikes. And that has grown exponentially just with all these trails being expanded and added, everything from mountain biking to paved trail riding, all of that. So wherever the word is getting out, it's getting out and people are coming up here.
And they are definitely spending their money here. Economic impact numbers from the Wisconsin Department of Tourism released this week show visitors spent more than $302 million in both Oneida and Vilas County, a record for both counties. Lincoln and Langland counties saw record years as well, with a roughly 2-3% increase in total economic impact from the year before.
Any growth is good growth.
Dina Grabowski is the CEO of the Anago and Langland County Chamber of Commerce. She sees the $58 million visitors spent in the county as a sign that their marketing remains strong, and people still seek out Langland County for the wide variety of trail options.
I would say our biggest strength is our four-season outdoor recreation. We have an abundance of, you know, natural beauty, our forests, our lakes, our rivers, our trails. We have five segments of the Ice Age Trail. We have the Wolf River. So those are definitely a strength to our community.
But there are signs that back-to-back low snow years are taking their toll. The Northwoods counties that did see growth didn't see as great of percentage increases as the last couple of years. And some, like Iron and Forest counties, saw decreases in total economic impact.
You know, it's a major contributor when the snow levels are low.
But like how summer recreation has diversified with more biking opportunities, Schultz says they're already seeing the impact when the same can be done for winter recreation, like when Boulder Junction created an ice skating ribbon this past winter. Coontail's Boulder Junction store started renting and selling ice skates.
We were constantly rented out. We added a ton more skates mid-season last year to our rental program. We started selling skates and did really well doing that.
In addition to direct visitor spending, the tourism industry supports more than 6,000 jobs in the region. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
People who feel healthy may put off getting health care that can make a big long-term difference. Dr. Alex Trecarton, a family medicine provider with the Aspirus Weston Clinic, says some don't realize how long it's been since they've had some routine screenings.
Things like screening for high cholesterol, screening for diabetes, screening for high blood pressure, getting a weight and seeing, you know, are people on a trajectory toward obesity and some of the complications that can come with that.
Mental health is another concern, as a patient may not realize how much their life is being impacted.
Somebody comes in with anxiety or depression, and it's not severe enough that they've been hospitalized for it or felt like they had to seek care, and yet it may be impacting their relationships, it may be impacting their performance at work, it may be impacting their ability to enjoy the life that they wanted to live.
June is Men's Health Month, providing a reminder that small steps can lead to a lasting improvement in your well-being. Wisconsin has joined a coalition of 28 states trying to stop the sale of personal genetic information collected by 23andMe. The company was a popular direct-to-consumer DNA testing company. It filed for bankruptcy and is now trying to sell assets. That includes genetic and health data. The states joining the suit argue the information is too sensitive to be sold without each person's consent. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call says such highly sensitive information should be protected. A government watchdog group in Wisconsin has filed a lawsuit seeking to prohibit billionaire Elon Musk from ever again offering cash payments to voters in the battleground state like he did in this spring's hotly contested Supreme Court race. The lawsuit was filed in state court on Wednesday by the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. It says Musk violated prohibitions on vote bribery and unauthorized lotteries. It also asked the court to order that he never do it again. There is another Wisconsin Supreme Court election in April. In November 2026, control of the legislature and the governor's office, as well as the state's 8 congressional districts, will be decided. As Michigan pursues climate goals, landfills remain a hidden but powerful source of emissions of things like methane gas. In 2022, Michigan updated its waste law to address methane leaks, requiring all landfills to monitor emissions and fix any that exceed limits. Tim Unseld, a landfill gas specialist with the state, says monitoring often involves someone walking the site, leaving room for human error. He believes new technology offers more efficiency.
There's both satellites that measure emissions of methane coming from the landfill, and there are also some drone-based methods, some truck-based methods. Those are all kind of emerging technologies.
Food is the heaviest part of Michigan's trash. Bass believes Michigan could lead in waste recovery, but says it requires more than technical fixes. He contends the state needs a fundamental shift in how waste is managed and who shoulders the responsibility. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.